Today, Chinese officials more than doubled their estimate of people who have contracted SARS, or severe acute respiratory syndrome. The new figures indicate that in Guangdong province alone, about 800 people have become ill and 31 have died. Previously, the Chinese government reported just 5 deaths. NPR's John Hamilton reports now that the difficulty in obtaining information about SARS in China is hampering efforts to control the illness worldwide.
The most severe problems with SARS are currently being felt in Hong Kong, where many schools have been closed in an effort to stop the epidemic. But scientists say the flu-like illness probably started in neighboring Guangdong province, where people began getting sick in November. Dr. David Heyman, head of communicable diseases for the World Health Organization, says he expects to hear about more cases from Guangdong.
We have reason to believe from discussions with China that the outbreak is still going on in the Guangdong province, but at a much lower level.
Heyman says the WHO would like to send its disease experts to the province to see for themselves.
Our teams are right now in Beijing, and we're hoping that we will have a request to work not only at the national level, but also at the provincial level. And at the provincial level, it's a different set of rules which apply and a different group of people who must give approval. So it's a very complicated process, if you would, to get clearance at the provincial level.
Translation, no welcome mat yet in Guangdong. Dr. Stephen Morse of Columbia University says that if scientists could get to the province, they might be able to identify the so-called index case of SARS, the first person who became ill. He says that might show whether the disease came from an animal or is simply a new form of a human germ.
By interviewing people, you may also be able to find out more about the transmission, how they got infected, you know, and get other information, find out if there were people who remember getting a disease like this sometime in the past.
Morse says access to Guangdong will become even more important once scientists identify the germ that causes SARS. Two viruses are now under investigation. Once in the province, he says, investigators could take blood from residents to look for disease-fighting cells programmed to kill the germ in question.
That would tell you how prevalent this infection might be in the population. It may already have been around for a while, and you can determine that by looking for antibodies in the population, and that is something you couldn't do just by medical records alone.
Without access to Guangdong, WHO scientists are focusing on Hong Kong. More than 300 people have been hospitalized there with symptoms of SARS, and at least 10 have died. Dr. David Heyman says hospitals in Hong Kong are struggling to treat all of the sick.
Remember that this outbreak, in its first round of people who are affected, affects hospital workers. So they have a shortage of hospital workers because so many of them have been exposed and many are sick. And it's a very complicated issue. In fact, the superintendent of their hospitals also is sick as a probable case.
Heyman says SARS has spread from healthcare workers to their family members, including a number of school-age children.
Now the question is, who were these children sitting by in school, and did they become infected by close contact? So it's chains of transmission, of successive transmission, and it looks like this organism continues to spread in humans.
At least a dozen countries, including the U.S. and Canada, are reporting potential cases of SARS. There have been more than 50 deaths worldwide. Heyman says about 1 in 20 people who get the disease die from it. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.